The following podcast may contain spoilers, strong language, graphic violence, nudity. Viewer discretion is advised. 4 a.m. podcast. Your transgression, being too fat. Sentence, 5 years in the gym. Work it out. You've been judged.
Can I just have death, please?
Four guys and a movie. Four guys and a movie. Donnie, Brian, Rob, and Joe reviewing movies for the show. Four guys and a movie.
Hello, everyone. It's 4 a.m. once again, and that means it's time for the 4 a.m. podcast, where me and my friends watch movies from our past and see how they hold up to our older, more cynical selves. I am your host, as always, Judge Tony. Joining me today is...
Judge Brian.
Rookie Rob.
Judge Joe.
That actually sounds like it should be a show on CBS or something.
I'm pretty sure... Isn't that like one of those daytime... Yeah, there you go, Judge Joe Brown.
But, if you can't tell from that... Judgment is coming. We did Dread from the year 2012.
Oh, sorry.
Directed by Peter Travis, who did Vantage Point, Endgame.
Wait, stop. Rewind that.
Wow. Wow. I am shocked and amazed that Rob got a Vantage Point joke in there. And he did a bunch of TV that no one wants to talk about.
No.
So, Dread. What's your history with this movie, Rob?
It's not the Stallone one.
Yay!
Yay! I saw this once when I was putting Lego stuff together.
Okay.
That's all.
Brian.
I've never seen this before.
Joe.
I wish I had seen this in the theater, but I saw it once when it was on Netflix.
Did you put it on the list, Joe?
I think I might have.
Okay.
All right. And yeah, this is actually one I haven't seen until now.
So that's two movies now that Tony hasn't seen. Wow.
What a shocker.
Wowzers.
That means most of the movies we've seen were put on the list by him.
Yes.
It's very possible.
Thank you for the late 90s to mid 2000s, Tony.
Whatever.
We're on my leather. Whatever.
Whatever. I watch what I want.
Speaking of late 90s to mid 2000s.
Yeah. The history behind this movie, the lawgiver gun that they use is a Glock 17 with some upgrades.
A flashlight tape to it.
Sure. It was dope looking.
It was.
The Lawmaster motorcycle that they use.
Not dope looking.
No.
It was an actual functional bike, but just barely, apparently. Because like they put on like the biggest tires they could while still having it be usable.
Yeah, well, there's like, it's in two scenes, and it's just like going forward.
But they're like, we just need a future bike.
But yeah. It was very difficult to ride, but Carl Urban actually rode it himself.
Wow.
Instead of having a stunt double like many others did.
Can I make a solemn vow? I'm going to go for as long as I can without calling him Keith Urban.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I took my time saying Carl
Urban. Because we've made that faux pas on this show before.
Did. And we will again.
And we the certainly will.
And exploded to tell us we were wrong. I don't know.
Yes, that's right.
But our good buddy, I believe it was Hicks from Aliens, Michael something, I forgot to put it down his last name, but was almost in this movie as the lead. He did audition.
Did he?
He did. Mm. Which I think that might have worked.
Rocky,
I don't know how he is now.
We are leaving!
And apparently in the slow-mo scenes, the sound effects that they used
were I know this one.
A Justin Bieber song slowed down 800 times.
Wow.
Well, they had to change it because they didn't have the permission for the Justin Bieber song.
Oh.
But the guy was like, all right, I'm just going to make as close as I can to that song without being sued and then slow it down 800 times.
Okay.
They went to Kevin
McLeod. What song was it?
Incompetech.com.
Was a baby?
No, it wasn't one that I recognized.
Yeah.
How many Justin Bieber songs can you recognize?
Baby.
Okay. Yeah, that's the one. I was going to say.
I know newer songs.
Okay.
But like.
I didn't know he still made songs.
Yeah. I'm mad because he has two songs. One is out the newest album that I actually like. And I'm mad that I like them. I know. I'm mad at myself.
There was a time where I would judge you for that.
Listen, music is all subjective. You can like whatever you want.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, it's not subjective. Amount of money this movie cost to make. You want to guess at what it was?
Not a lot.
I'm going to say $6 million.
I'm saying $36 million.
I'm feeling 25 for some reason.
Oh, I was close. Joe wins. It was $35
million. Whoa, really?
Just over. Whoa. Just over, Brian. Do you want to guess at how much money it made?
I know it did not do well.
I'm going to say 30.
$36 million.
I'm just going to do a Rob and do a 25.
Yeah. Well, Brian gets this one. It was $41 million.
Okay.
So it did make its money, but just barely.
People are still a little gun shy from that cod piece.
Well, yeah. Well, this was one of those ones that nobody really knew about until after it was out of theaters.
Right. Because they're like, oh, it's a new Judge Dredd movie. No, thanks.
Well, even I kind of had the thing more of a lot of people were like, oh, yeah, it's just The Raid, but with a helmet. Like, okay.
Dad, I was going, yeah, I hadn't I don't seen know The Raid yet.
But it kind of is just a raid with a helmet. But
yeah. Which, I mean, that's not a bad thing, but it's like,
I was just like, holy crap, there's a fundamentally solid action film.
The Raid / John Wick / Taken. With a helmet.
Well, no, The Raid is literally like, guy in a building working his way up, killing everyone as he goes.
Okay.
It's the same basic deal. But anyway.
Were you over?
Sure. Well, thank you for joining us. What else do we have for the people, Ryan?
Mounted miniguns.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think we have the actors. Who was in this movie, Joe?
Okay, you got Carl Urban's mouth as Judge Dredd. You got Olivia Thirlby as Anderson and Lena Headey as Mama. And that's basically it.
That's all you need.
Yep. Yeah. That's honorable mention to the guy they were dragging around the whole time, I guess. But.
And about 100 people got shot.
Yeah.
More than that, maybe more.
Actually,
100 people obviously got shot.
Barely more. I actually know the body count on this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Excuse me. It's 102.
Whoa, okay. That's still a pretty good body count.
Yeah.
Now, do the guys that he immolated count as being shot?
The bodies.
Yeah, I just have a body count, so okay. I imagine it's everyone killed.
All right.
Mm-hmm. On screen, at least.
That's fair.
All right, so let's get into this movie. What do we got going on? Little narration from Mr. Dredd here. He's telling us about...
we're in a city.
Mega City 1.
It's full of crime.
He's talking about Mega Blocks.
He legit says yeah, Mega Blocks.
And I'm like, don't make me think about Mega Blocks, because now I want to build Mega Blocks again, and then I won't pay attention to the movie.
This would be a pretty easy city to make with blocks.
It would. It would.
Yes. But sadly, my brain immediately went to, Mega City, Mega Blocks, Mega Wow!
That is sad.
I'll get the reference. What's that from?
All right.
It's the Mega Man cartoon.
Was Captain N and the Game Master. The
Mega Man character in Captain N, who was a cartoon.
Oh, God, I forgot about that one.
I'm
fucking worst.
Kid Icarus was the worst.
Simon Belmont was not good. No one was good.
No one really made out well there.
I'm going to say something maybe controversial. Captain N sucked.
I don't think anyone's going to disagree with
you. I don't know what game you're talking about.
It's a TV show.
It's a cartoon.
Where Captain a kid N. was sucked into his Nintendo and made friends with all the Nintendo games.
I don't remember.
And he rolled around with shitty Simon Belmont, who was effeminate and cowardly. A tiny little Mega Man that had speech impediments, and I don't think he ever did anything cool.
And it was green.
I had to watch this. There's no way I wouldn't watch this.
Kid Icarus, who had to end everything with Icarus.
Yeah.
How do I not remember this? There's no way.
You probably did watch it. You probably did it out of your brain.
Oh, yeah, with Ick. Or Icus or something like that.
Or maybe you didn't.
And Mega Man ended everything with Mega.
It was really it was more Tony's generation.
Oh, okay.
When it came out, I was even just a little bit too old for it.
Okay.
If this puts a time frame on it for you, the later years when they were desperate, I guess, to add new characters, he started hanging around with a living Game Boy that was just as annoying.
And now they brought it back, but it's got Sonic / Vic in it.
So now that we've wasted a ton of time.
So
sorry to derail us.
Okay, Mega City 1, from Boston to DC, 800 million people live in one giant urban area. So what happens now except... maybe 100 million people. And they don't have a Acrology style massive buildings.
Yeah. And if Oklahoma was a desert where no one would want to go to live.
So that's how it is now,
Yes.
There's grass. So, yeah. All right. So the only thing keeping the law in this place is you have these judges who are the entire judicial system in one. Yeah.
Like,
right there.
He says that. But then shortly later, he's telling the rookie chick, we'll get to stats about how many crimes there are and what percentage that they actually
yep.
handle.
Mm-hmm.
6%.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't shit.
No.
Well, that's why there's so much crime here.
Bro. Yeah, 6% ain't shit. Y'all ain't doing your jobs.
It's not a perfect system.
No.
Well, like, yeah.
They're not funded very well.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like,
yeah.
Maybe fund some like after-school programs.
Everybody's
like...
poor.
Spoiler alert, we find out like the big drug craze that's causing a bunch of trouble in this city is all located at or starts and ends from this one building that they go to that apparently no cop has touched in like 4 years or some shit. Mm-hmm. Like, well, then there you go.
Nobody's buying a milk steak in these places.
Like, where could all these bad guys be hiding? I don't know. How about those places we never check? Oh, yeah, we should probably go there.
Well, in fairness, though, with that, like, Peachtree is the tower that where most of this movie takes place.
Yeah.
Like, crime has such a control on the dissemination of information that, like, a lot of those crimes just don't get reported till much later.
Well, yeah.
Or, like, you know... Everything's wrapped up with the crime well before judges would ever be called. It's only when the criminals want to make an example and they're like, let's skin some assholes and throw them over a balcony that, like, cops ever even get involved.
And even then, it was totally random that they chose that particular thing.
Yeah.
It was good police work. What are you talking about?
But this is like a staple of like splatterpunk style fiction where there's just tons and tons of people and so much violence and death that people are like, eh.
Right.
That dude got shot, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, there are probably people that go around and clean up corpses. That's just their job.
Yeah, we actually see that.
Oh, wait, yeah, no, because they call people for like recycling or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I guess we should get into there's a bit of a car chase. There's some dope heads or whatever you'd call them.
They're on slow-mo, man.
Slow-mos.
For those of you who have played Fallout 4, they're on Jet.
Yeah.
Not even. No, because Jet still made you better in combat.
No, Jet was an inhaler that slowed you down. Like, it slowed time down. That's all it did.
Yeah, but
it made you better in combat because you could aim better.
You could aim better and stuff. Yeah. And this... It doesn't do shit.
I think the difference is in the game there on Jet, you still move at the regular pace.
Here, you move in slow motion too, but you're just more accurate because like you have a lot more time to aim the gun and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're thinking of the Red Dead bullet time, which is you're moving regular speed.
Or VATS
but
yeah,
but it's more than why would that VATS, make you better? Because if you could take more time to aim if you're moving slow, but if they're moving at a faster pace, then they're just going to shoot you 500.
No, they're everything's moving in slow motion. You have time to process information and you know line the crosshairs up and everything.
Right.
Like
they
bullet time.
Like, time is not actually slowed. You are just processing the information as though or slowed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they're still seeing you pull a gun real quick. You're seeing them pull a gun real slow.
Either way, these slow-mo scenes are really freaking cool.
They are.
Yeah, they did a good job, I think.
Mm-hmm. I like anything with a high-speed camera.
Okay.
I think, honestly, like for me, I think the effect peaked like one of the first times, like when she's in the bath.
Mm-hmm.
Like with the water and stuff. Like I think that's the best.
Well, at the end, I think there's some really
the end work. Is pretty cool too. Yeah. Yeah,
but I mean, like Dave Chappelle has postulated, most things are better when done in slow motion.
Yeah,
you know,
this whole car chase is dumb as fuck.
Oh yeah,
because the only thing that brings cops to them is them driving. The guy driving being an asshole driving.
Mm-hmm.
If he was just driving normal, everyone else could have been high in the back seat and been totally fine.
And he would, like, the situation was not out of control till they opened fire.
Yeah.
Well, not only that. Okay, if you're on this drug, how are you driving erratically?
He wasn't on it.
Everyone else was on it. Other people
just,
were.
He was just driving like an idiot.
Car.
Yeah.
Being
he was
an
just
asshole.
A dick.
Yeah. It's all his fault.
I think, anyway. Yeah.
And then...
we don't see him take the drug.
Whatchamacallit? The, like, they open fire with Uzis on an armored motorcycle with, like, cannons on the side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they hit a guy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Splat.
Yeah.
Yep.
This movie does not pull punches with the blood.
At all.
No.
I will say, it took me a second. I had to even ask him, like, I'm like, this is CGI blood, right? Because like John Wick, there's a lot of, like, CGI bullets mm-hmm. shit happening.
Yeah.
Which, like, it's intentionally different, like, which I was okay with. It wasn't like they were trying to fool me. It was like, it was an effect to, like, make mm-hmm. things pop differently. Yeah. So I was okay with it.
Because it was, like, super red.
Yeah.
Like, it was real bright.
Yeah, it was very noticeable, but I did feel it kind of worked within this movie. I think partly because we get to see, like, the slow-mo and stuff. So you get a clear effect of, like, this is a different world. This is, you know, comic-based movie and so on.
Well, that, and they're doing things where you just can't do it with practical effects. With, a lot of the, like, all the slow-mo gunshots where you're seeing, like, the exit wound and everything.
Yes.
Yeah,
a lot of just blood coming out of people you could easily do.
Yeah, some of those could have been practical effects.
I think some of those may have been practical. No,
most of them were practical effects, but like anytime blood was moving, it was CGI'd in. Yeah. Like moving, like droplets moving. Not like, you know, running. It was like, and I appreciated it because like I said, it was intentionally left to look different to like kind of put your mindset in this outrageous kind of fantasy kind of futuristic shit, so I was okay with it. If it had been like trying to fool me, I'd have been upset. Like, obviously it's fool.
And it does help take the edge off the gore a little bit,
because
it is real fake looking.
Yeah.
After they open fire on him for a little bit and splat this guy with the van, Judge Dredd's like, all right, I'm taking him down.
Yep.
Just shoots the hell out of one of the wheels.
Wait, again, this is just kind of the Batman v Superman logic that I'm not fond of, where he's like, all right, they killed an innocent, so now their lives are forfeit. Okay, fine. So to do that, I'm going to take out the tires, send them wheeling, you know, head over heels, mm-hmm. and landing potentially into a crowd of innocent people who might have died.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
Human life is very cheap in this world.
Yeah, but it's just like, because he killed one, I'm now going to kill 12 in the process of stopping them.
But
like,
he didn't.
He didn't.
This may as well.
It's Judge Dredd.
Yeah.
Mm.
He's super on point with the shots.
Yeah.
The whole movie.
However, the collateral damage that this guy, like, running away from the van causes.
It's way different.
Yeah. Maybe that could have been avoided, but Dredd didn't know. Anyway, but two of the three guys die in the van crash. One guy gets out, shoots some people. Goes into a mall, takes a hostage.
Yeah. Kills a couple people along the way.
Mm-hmm. Judge Dredd, he doesn't give a fuck. He's like, all right, here's the deal. You put the gun down, I'm giving you life in prison, or I'm going to kill you. And the guy's like, that's not really a good choice.
He's like, he won't do that. I'll kill her. He's like, I don't think you understand here.
I don't give a shit.
And her life is really not that important to me right now.
Yeah. My gun has a huge boner right now.
I just sent your van tumbling into a crowd of people. It's only by pure luck that they aren't all dead. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, a strategically placed New Jersey barrier saved them.
Yeah.
So he's like, all right, hot shot, and proceeds to fire an incendiary round right into the guy's mouth.
Yeah.
And just and burns his
face melts
up.
Off.
Yeah.
Because he's that accurate. Like, he's on point.
Mm-hmm.
But the gun... When he says hot shot, his little screen says hot ammo or something like that.
Yeah.
I believe it's just called hot shot.
So his gun has several different functions, including like rapid fire, incendiary ammo,
armor piercing,
and high explosive rounds.
Mm-hmm.
So I wondered how exactly that works, because it only has one magazine, which made me think is a scenario where they have like customizable warheads.
I think they're... It made it seem like there are only like one or two of each of the specialized rounds.
So maybe that's stored in that enlarged structure in the front of the gun.
Probably, yeah.
I don't know.
I picture like Hawkeye's quiver in Avengers.
Mm.
That's how they showed his quiver to be.
Yeah.
Because I was originally thinking it might be something like a Deus Ex style nanite ammo where it just built different bullets out of different material, but. You know, he can run out of a particular type.
Yeah.
I do like the idea for this gun, although the silencer mode kind of annoyed me. Because it's just like the barrel comes out a little. And it's like, I don't see how that would really work like that. Maybe there's some explanation, but also B, why would you ever not have that?
Yeah, it's more of a suppressor than a silencer. And really, the only reason I can think of is so it fits in the holster. But it'd be something like when you grab the gun, it popped out.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, actually, it would have effect on the gun's range.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, so that dude's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And judge is called back to the Justice League, the Hall of Justice. I'm sorry,
Hall of Justice. Get it right.
I mean, is that what it's called in the comic?
I would imagine. I mean, yeah.
I would believe so. I honestly, it's been a long time since I've read a Dread comic.
And Dread is Dark Horse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. One thing. Give you a yeah. you know a clue as to how this world is. Like right after he leaves. Like a guy just rides around on a little cart and cleans up some blood, and they're like, "Yeah, the mall will be open in half an hour."
Yeah,
it's a little tiny Zamboni.
Yeah, they're just like, "Thanks for your patience."
And also, I bet that is the dead cleaner. Like that's just that vehicle's job.
Also, we see a death of the infamous clan throughout this movie that you don't see a whole lot of, but just evidence of. But the Fatsos. Are they official members of Fat Chat?
The Fatsos.
I
didn't see who you're talking about. How can I make them?
Well, it's yeah. Again, it's
how do you see all this when you sleep through half of the movie?
I'm saying, like, how?
Well, no. Well, some of it I know from the comics. Some of it is throughout. Like you see graffiti for them, and there's the big fat guy that this cleaner is about to clean up. Mm. Is one of them, but there's a group. Of, I guess they're a gang, for lack of a better term, but they're called the Fatsos. They're just really fat dudes who, like, are at the point where they need a little wheel under their gut to help them get around.
Did we see them eating in the movie? No. No
okay.
entry.
Yeah. Okay.
No
I
entry.
Would say I'm intrigued by the concept, but I would need
so
to see
I
more
will evidence say, of what you eat. There was a panning shot mm-hmm. with this really obese dude.
Yes.
Is that who you're talking about?
That is one of them, but there was a few throughout.
And I believe yeah. he was eating, but no, I don't
know. No, I okay. like, if this were like a sports franchise, I would send a scout to go like attend right. his practice, see what he's all about. But yeah, he doesn't get in just on concept.
That's fair. Yeah. I just wanted to know.
I'm not looking so much for big fat guys that can eat. I'm looking for normal guys that eat way too much.
Well, or extraordinary feats involving food.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, he goes back to the Hall of Justice, meets his boss.
Aquaman,
yeah.
Because he ain't doing nothing.
Thought it was Sam the Eagle.
Sure.
just because.
Bunch of weirdos.
And they're like, oh, yeah, here's a superhero for you. She's got psychic powers.
Yeah.
She, you know, she failed her exam, so Judge Dredd's like, she's crap.
Well, to be fair, this woman is just like, yeah, she sucked at every test we gave her, but she's got powers, so
yeah.
in?
Dredd's all in. Like, what's this? I've seen her paperwork. She's garbage, mister.
Garbage.
Garbage.
Well, you have to bring the garbage with you all day today, so have fun.
Yeah.
Judge Dredd, though, what I like with him is no matter what he's dealt, he's just like, meh. And then he just goes off and handles it.
Yeah.
He's like, fine, all right.
Those are my orders. Those are my orders. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not like, oh, I'm Burt Reynolds and now I have to cart this kid around. Mm-hmm. Let me show him my dick.
I feel like that's me at work sometimes where it's like, it's going to suck. It's got to deal with it. Let's get through it.
Yeah.
Fuck, let's just do it. Then go home.
Look at the okay, 3 hours left. All right.
All right. So you get this done and go home. Don't fuck up.
So Brian comes out of the break room. Customer's like, excuse me, can you help to find this? And he's like, high explosive.
Oh, I wish.
I could get through a day of work a lot easier if that were the case.
All right.
But anyway, we see Mama is the head of this one building. There's some
Cersei
kind of
Lannister.
Issue.
Yo.
It is Cersei Lannister.
Is Cersei Lannister? Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Yo.
There's some kind of issue with some of the gang members, so they need to make a lesson out of them, so they decide to give them slow-mo,
mm-hmm.
skin them alive, and then throw them off this building.
And I like how you kind of get, like, a first-person view of going over the edge.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. In a terrible, terrible sort of way.
They pull no punches about throwing three meat bags right on the ground.
That poor lady with the baby carriage, oh, yeah. she almost gets hit. And like,
I'm like, shit. Ugh. Well, that's the thing. I'm like, why are you still standing there?
Yeah. After one, that's it. I'm done.
Yeah, you're done. You yeah. leave.
Well, maybe, you know, I might give her after one, you know, you kind of, you're a deer in the headlights. You're just like, I don't know what just happened. My brain can't process that.
So, like, to better describe these malls, whatever, like, imagine a high-rise building. which happens a lot in suburban areas, where like they make these bottom floors like either a shopping center, you know, something, or like low income, whatever, and then the rest is straight up in the sky, but it's fully open in the middle, and like these are the kilometer tall.
They're 200 stories.
Yeah,
which is fucking
a kilometer. Yeah,
yeah, it's fucking crazy. But like we don't know where they get dropped from. I'm assuming it was 200 because
yeah, that's where she usually operates.
That's where she hangs out at. So like 200 stories up, just a bloody bag of.
I'm actually a little surprised there's as much left of them as there is.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, at some point they hit terminal velocity. And, mm-hmm.
So
they start to float a little bit.
Before that, though, you just get a kind of pointless scene of just her in the bathtub. But it's cool with the slow motion effect of her arm coming out of the water, and you see the surface tension of the water like stretch for a little while before it breaks. It's a really cool slow-mo effect.
Yeah, and throwing up soapy water and looking all pretty.
With all of her horrible face scars and whatnot.
Yes.
JJ the Abrams the hell out of it.
Mm-hmm. The camera was steady at least.
Well, yes. And it was tastefully done lens effects, but it was meant to emulate drug use. So. Yep.
All right, so...
that's when they should bring Michael Bay. Mm. That's when I feel like I'm on drugs. Anyway, this is enough to alert the authorities. Mm-hmm. It's still just a blip on the radar.
How many weeks are we going to go where he mentions Michael Bay when no one else does?
I wasn't going to take the bait.
Oh, okay.
All of them. All of them, Brian.
I was gonna say it couldn't be Michael Bay because then it would be an underage girl in that bath.
It's a blip on the radar, but it's enough to, you know, be something. So when Dredd and his newfound partner head out, he's like, "You pick whichever one, doesn't matter."
Her last, she's Cassandra Anderson. I don't think we actually identified her.
Oh yeah,
so she's Rookie Anderson.
Basically,
Rookie Anderson.
If you do such and such, you fail. If you lose your service weapon, you fail. If you do whatever, you fail.
So many ways you can fail.
So now, where are we going? You pick. Your call. Yeah.
And sure enough, she's like, "Oh, these three bodies seem interesting. Let's go there."
Mm-hmm. On the way in, they spends a little judgment on a vagrant hanging out by the front door.
Yeah, that's poor homeless man.
I've seen homeless men that are like this, though, where the cop's like, "All right, when I come outside, I'm going to arrest you." And they're like, "Okay." And then just wait there. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we laugh, but like, there's a chance he might not have, you know.
Yeah, understood him.
He might not have understood him. He might not be able to hear. Or he might be thinking, "You know what? It's a roof over my head for the night.
He likes the cube better than crossing
in that doorway." That's,
Yeah.
Sometimes that happens.
Prison's three hops in a cot, you know. Like.
Yep. So anyway, they decide he's not worth the trouble right now. They go in. Mm-hmm. They realize what's going on with these body bags.
Oh, that was it. It was he asks her to sentence them. Mm-hmm. And if she gives the wrong sentence, she fails. Yeah, that's what it is. So every time she comes across something, he goes, "Sentence?"
Yeah. Or judgment.
Judgment. Yeah.
So this guy got vagrancy, but he's not priority. So
they
gave him a warning.
Move it along.
Mm-hmm. They could have just given him a swift kick in the balls, though.
Mm-hmm. Or the old hot shot to the foot.
That'll come later.
Give him a hot foot spell. He'll remember forever. Anyway, they go in, they see the bodies, then they meet medic guy, tells him what's up. And that's when you learn the story of Mama here. It was a former hooker who her pimp cut on her. So I believe she bit his dick off.
Yeah, she sure did.
And then just did a bunch of other terrible stuff to him. And her thing is extreme violence.
Yeah. Yep. She's quick to anger.
Mm-hmm.
Putting it mildly. But we realize somehow we get some information about one of the floors that she's working off of. And that this must be connected to her. So they go up to investigate that.
Mm-hmm.
They bust in on a bunch of people doing some slow-mo.
Yeah, they were able to trace the guys who died.
Mm-hmm.
To where they lived, and they're like, "We'll start with where they lived." So.
They bust into this apartment, just start shooting a bunch of people. This is when you get a lot of violence in slow-mo.
Dredd likes to shoot people in the face.
Yeah, he sure does.
He's good at it.
He's a good shot.
This might be where John Wick got it from.
But this slow-mo scene is kind of cool because, like, he puts the explosive in the door, and that's when the slow-mo starts. Mm-hmm. So, door blows open. Like, there's a dude with no shirt on, but, like, the air, like, blows back his fat gut.
Yeah.
So,
like, it's cool looking, though. Very aggressively jiggled.
It's cool looking.
Not even really his fat gut. He seemed pretty trim, but, like, just all the skin was just like, wah, wah, wah. Like,
your torso is concave now.
Yeah. Yeah, we see dudes getting one dude gets shot through the cheek and like and all kinds of terrible
things. It's all like gunshots on like shirtless people. So you see like a rather hefty dude gets one like tunneling all the way through him, and you see it from the exit wound.
Yeah, it's brutal. Where you see that fat guy going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a very brutal scene.
Yep, and this is when they capture, I believe his name was Kay. Was there
he had a name? I never even heard his name.
I think they said in the beginning it was Kay.
Yeah, they said it in there somewhere, but yeah. I don't remember.
And they're like, all right, well, you know, let's take him back to the station and interrogate him.
Yep.
But
the cast of this movie's pretty diverse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The rookie here can psychically tell that he is the one that did these murders, but she can't prove it, so they need to try and interrogate him back at the precinct.
Oh yeah, also other important detail, Dredd was criticizing her for not wearing her helmet, but that interferes with her psychic powers.
Yeah, so I feel like there's gotta be something to be done about that.
He's like, I think a bullet will interfere with him too.
Yeah, he's right.
She should just get like a really bitchin'
visor.
Visor, yeah. Just a tiara with the judge like faceplate.
Wow.
Like the Hidden Leaf Village headband.
So this is when Mama has her like tech guy that has bionic eyes.
Yeah.
Bill Weasley.
Yeah, he was very freaky. Weasley-esque.
Like,
yeah,
no, freaky. That was Bill Weasley.
That was Bill Weasley. Oh, okay, yeah.
Or what's his
General
name?
Hicks.
Who?
In the new Star Wars movies. Oh, General okay. Hicks.
Mm-hmm. Hux.
Or Hux. Hux, I'm sorry.
That's Hux? Yeah.
That's Hux.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Ex Machina, for anyone who's seen that.
Nope. Just you.
A lot of people have seen it. Yeah. Just not any of you three.
All right, anyway. So they concoct a plan here where basically they're going to radio in that they're testing Peachtree's emergency lockdown procedures, you know, and all their equipment.
War mode, by the way.
War mode, yes. And then they're just basically going to trap him inside.
So here's what I don't get.
What's right? that?
So she sends her goons to take out the control room of this big building, right?
Yeah.
My thing is, why weren't they already in control of that room?
Well, I'm sure they had a plan to be able to do it when they needed to. Yeah. Like, and I think the hacker guy had enough of control of the building for what she needed.
Okay, because I'm like, why didn't they already have like something set up through that so he already had control of it? Like,
you would think she would have. I mean, I don't know if we really get into just how long she's had this apartment. It's been a while.
Well,
though,
yeah,
right?
That's the thing, because if she killed those guys, eventually somebody would come checking or something.
Right, but I get that. Like I'm not saying like go kill them and take over the room. I mean like put in tech in the room so she had control, because she had a hacker guy with her.
Or, or bribe them and make sure they're all working for her.
Yeah,
like, but they had it rehearsed down to like by the time Dredd walked down a few floors and was walking out the building, they had total control.
Oh yeah, and so the guards there were clearly super ineffective.
Yeah,
one of them was sleeping when he should have been watching the cameras and stuff. So yeah, like they weren't a threat to her. So I guess she didn't bother.
Or Vagrant, who chose not to move. Dredd's like, all right, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you.
Before he can arrest him, a giant door comes down, crushes his head in.
Splat by a blast door.
Oh, that's terrible.
Now she gets on the intercom, and she's like, all right, there's two judges in here. I need everyone to kill them.
Yep.
Basically, and like no one's going anywhere until they die.
And that's when shit gets real.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, I don't get. She could have just said, like, kill dude they have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that might have been, like, faster.
Well, though, I think at that point, though, if they leave more judges, I mean, like, if if they get out, even without Kay, like, more judges are coming back.
Yeah, there's going to be a full investigation of the building, I'm sure.
Because if they killed them, they would have time to stage it. So it was like the judges raided one like drug den and got killed in the process, and that's all it was. And all then the judges would never come back.
Yeah, and that's why they set it up at the end that way. Register?
Wait, registered.
Probably.
Wait, so you think they'd be more likely to come back if the guy who they were going to interrogate died? And the judges lived, then if the judges die?
No, I think either way, judges are coming back. But, like, if you let the two judges live, they know that there are other people here involved.
Whereas if they get killed, you can set it up where, like, it was just a routine
just bad accident
thing. Yeah. And they died. And you sell out those 5-6 people in that room, and then, like, you're good.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
All right. So, also, because of all the lockdown, their comms don't work. So Judge Dredd's like, all right, well, I guess we're just gonna have to kill a bunch of people.
That's pretty much what happens here.
Yeah.
So it's Batman locked in Arkham Asylum at this point. So,
some people try and attack them. They get killed.
Well, they gas them. And then, while they're struggling with the gas, they just take pot shots at them.
Yeah. Like, I'll say it again later too. He doesn't miss. Like, all his shots
not often, no.
hit something. And, like, the few times he misses it in the movie, because something happens to make him miss, but, like, someone who's almost as badass as him makes him miss. He doesn't fucking miss. Mm-hmm. Like, he hits something when he's aiming at almost every single shot. He's super efficient with his ammo.
He's a bad dude. Mm-hmm. So they're going to go back to the medical area and or the med center. And so the gangs realize that. So they have, like, a whole bunch of guys out there. So he's like, all right, here's a stun grenade.
Flashes off in everybody's face, and they could just get shot. Mm-hmm. It's a whole lot of me just saying people got shot.
Yeah.
That's what this movie's going
to
be.
Yep. They go to the med center. The medic's like, I'm not letting you in here.
Yeah. Fuck this dude.
Like, this is neutral ground.
Yeah. Even though it's...
go ahead.
No, it's not neutral at all, because he obviously chose a side. He's like, you guys are already dead. If I let you in here, it's going to, just drag problems in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because what's the face said, if anyone helps the judges, I'm going to kill you and your next generation and your family. Mm-hmm. She pointed that out. Like,
also, that smells really bad, Joe.
I've been saving it all day for you.
Fantastic.
Oh.
Yep. So also, at this point, there's one guy who doesn't immediately die in the barrage of bullets here. And so Judge Dredd makes Anderson kill him.
Yep.
He's like, carry out the sentence. So she shoots him. And that comes back to play in, like, 1 minute. Cause, they just go in someone's apartment to avoid this one gang of, like, 4 people, which they probably easily could have overpowered.
Yeah.
And I guess they're, like, avoid conflict if we can.
Yeah.
So, and it turns out it was this apartment they're in that was the guy's wife.
Yeah. And they have a kid.
Yep.
The rookie used her powers to see who was in the room, find out her name. And, like, she's like, Kate, open the door. Open the door, Kate. And so, someone knows me. Let me open the door.
Yep.
But I will say, my guess is that they're trying not to kill everyone because, some of these people probably just normal ass people with guns. Yep. Who, like, wanted to be over to, like, go back to their life.
Mm-hmm.
So, which I'm guessing this guy she killed was.
Yeah, like, that dude she shot in the face.
They were being threatened into doing these things.
Yeah. So, basically, they leave there. They're going to find an elevator when, that's when, whatchamacallit, the tech guy, like, lowers some portcullises and traps them in one area of the floor, like, one of the quadrants. And Miles is like, fuck it. I don't need that half of the building.
Yep. Like, it is forfeit.
Yeah.
So brings out the giant chain guns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so how did he get out of this little cage?
Only locked off certain access points. Like, I don't think they had it to lock every single corridor.
I don't really understand why this wasn't more effective.
No, because, like, when the things came down, it seemed like they came down on both sides of them in the hallway that they were in.
That's what it first looked like.
So was there just a door they went through or something?
As far as I could gather, I think the way the place is laid out is there's 4 quadrants on either side of that main, like, open atrium.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were, like, kind of access tunnels between each quadrant. And I think the gates closed all those access tunnels. So you're stuck in one quadrant at one floor.
Okay. I could have sworn he was stuck between two.
Well, I believe the way that worked, they were moving forward at that time to this hallway. And it closed off so they could no longer move forward or backward, but they could move left and right still.
Yeah.
Okay.
So either way.
He's in one of those directions.
Yeah. So Mama's plan here is she's got a whole bunch of Gatling cannons. And
yeah, I'm what?
Just going to just empty them into this one floor in this quadrant.
Here's what I don't get.
What's that?
So, I mean, it's dope looking scenes. Bullets going through, I mean, firing through everything. It's firing through walls. But like, so he runs like back into this quadrant or whatever.
Yeah.
But the bullets are still going through all the walls. And I'm like, I'm like, what kind of rounds are they firing to go through? Because they're concrete walls.
That's like guns like that. Like they are that powerful.
But like through like six layers of them? Like that's a lot.
It is a lot. But like that's like a 20 millimeter cannon. Like that goes, that passes through stone buildings without too much of a problem.
With potential future bullets.
All right.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, they're firing through like multiple walls.
Well, that's the thing. Like, that's what I like with this scene is those, they do portray the power of those guns quite accurately. And it's one thing I always complain about in the movies when you see like a lot of times some threat is going up against like some like military airplane. And it shoots the gun at him. It's just like a little pew pew. Like those guns are hardcore. And like, this is what they look like the guns on helicopters and, you know, the ones that would be on like the main gun of a fighter plane. Like that's what they do.
Here's my issue with this scene, though.
Yeah.
Well, one, like, obviously she's not alerting the people in this building, so I'm not surprised
she's also not aiming down.
At all. Not at all.
Well, yeah, that,
so always high
hold on. Well, first of all, there seem to be people out front that are watching her set up these guns that finally are just like, oh, shit, she's actually going to fire those guns.
Yeah.
And then they start scrambling. But, then she starts firing, does not aim down, kills everything on this floor except the three people we're following.
Yeah.
And throughout all this, they're like, oh, what are we going to do? Where are we going to go? And then, like, last minute, he's just like, oh, right, I can blow up the wall. And we just jump out. Like, why didn't you do that a long time ago?
Well, to be fair, there was no indication they could actually aim the guns down. They were on, like, this mounted stand. It looked like they just swiveled.
That, okay.
Really that like could be actually what's going on, because those things are also really heavy.
Stupid heavy.
No, I'll give you that.
Well, yeah. Molly.
And she is not Jesse Ventura.
No, like, why, she is not. Why they haven't jumped out before is because, like, the 30-something, well, in this case, yeah, 30-something levels up, like, the
structural stability?
Yeah, like
they're 30 levels or whatever up now. When didn't this started when they were on the ground floor?
Well, no, but they went 30 levels up to this, get K.
To this floor to get K.
But then they went back down because that's where that vagrant was.
They started going back up.
Yeah.
So instead of going back up, shoot through the wall.
Well, that's it. Well, he should have, when he was on the ground floor, he should have, like, shot a hole in the wall, shoved his arm out, and then called for help.
Yeah, whatever. Like, I mean, they blew a big enough hole in the wall. They could have just been like, you know, I'm just going out through here. So you guys.
Yeah.
See, I figured that they couldn't because they saw light through because of the Gatling guns that they were using.
Yeah.
Yes.
Other than that, they wouldn't
have been able to. Yeah, the Gatling guns did weaken the wall, and also the bottom of that building is much thicker. And then the part that's not that thick is metal blast door.
Yeah. The blast door is not a good way to go, obviously.
But when they jumped out, I'm like, you're 30-something floors up. Where the fuck are you going to go?
Well,
and there happened to be a skate park right there. That bothered me a little bit. Like, it's a random skate park on this level. Like, it's a little weird. Like, really? But they showed it before. But
That was a little, like, of all the different places, like, just the one skate park on the side of the building.
Like,
but in fairness, if he stayed there, what was he going to do?
True.
Yeah.
Have an awesome skating montage.
Yeah. Well, like, at skate park,
like escape from LA.
Stayed in the building,
the floor where the miniguns were.
My thing was like, as soon as you get outside, why isn't checking your comms the first thing you do?
Yeah,
it like took them a long time to be like, oh, I think comms are back.
He evaluated every single one of those kids to see if he could shoot them in the face.
He was hoping he could too.
Yeah,
did a visual pat down.
He's like, I want at least one of you to try something.
Go ahead, kid. Try.
Sucks for these kids too, because like when they got locked down, they're just
outside stuck
there
now.
Yeah. It was snowing and everything.
Get some fresh air, you brats.
I'm not sure it was snowing. I think that was all the remnants from
that
the
was fallout. Yeah,
that's just ash flying out, whatever.
That's a nuclear winter.
Yes.
So he does call for help and he decides I gotta go back inside.
Well, I mean, he has to because if they come out to him, because you know where him to go.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. And here's a scene I thought was pretty badass. Well, actually.
But he just, they just go back inside. That's the part I didn't get, because they're like, how did you do that?
Just go back inside?
They just went, yeah, like the hole you jumped out of was up there and you were trapped up there anyway, but it was like a story up or whatever. You weren't getting back to that. They're just back inside.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
Like, you know, like there's nowhere else for us to go if they come out. Like,
I know how.
Are you sure? Did you look around? Maybe there's a skate park on the other side. Like, what?
Mm-hmm. I know how. I played Tony Hawk Pro Skater. So they got the skateboard.
Oh, yeah.
They did the half pipe to get up.
Check half pipe back. All three, include the guy in handcuffs.
Yeah, to get up high enough to go back in. That's how I did it.
He got enough style points.
Is that why those kids come back later with guns? you have our skateboard. Yeah. Anyway.
So, yeah, this is when he lets Anderson use her psychic powers on Kay.
Well, no. Well, first, I...
Oh, wait. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Sorry.
So...
Badass scene.
Yeah. So, Cersei, or Mama, or whatever, is, like, checking out the smoking ruin of this level to see if anybody's still alive. And this dude comes out of the smoke.
Some gunshots.
You hear gunshots. Dude just comes out of the smoke like a ghost, throws some guy.
Well, that's like her number one guy.
Yeah, her number one lackey there. It just throws him off the railing and then just sinks back into the smoke.
It's like, is this yours?
There he goes. And I'm like, that was some Batman stuff right there. Well, except for the just killing. Straight up killing.
Well, new Batman.
Yeah.
It's a Thomas Wayne Batman.
Check out my bumper sticker. Nice. Check out my bumper sticker. Not my Batman. hashtag not my Batman.
Okay. So, yeah. So, now is like, all right, use your psychic powers to find out what this guy knows.
Right.
He's like, all right, look. He starts punching the guy. He's like, you know what? It's weird that they locked the whole building down just to kill us. Like, that makes no sense. So, I'm guessing you know something they don't want us to find the fuck out. Mm-hmm. What is it? I'm going to beat the fuck out of you to get it.
This guy does a good job of withstanding a beating.
Yeah.
And he's done a good job of just keeping his mouth shut. He tried to like talk some shit to Anderson once Judge Dredd left, but she punched him a few times for that.
Yeah, there was a little psychic repertoire there where she was reading his mind, fun. He was thinking dirty things.
Yeah. Which was that CGI?
What's that? The
That little weird sex scene?
Yeah.
That was CGI, wasn't it?
It must have been.
Yeah. It seemed a little weird. Like.
Yeah. So either way, he's like, oh, you know, you're in my head. I can do whatever I want. All right, here come the rapey thoughts.
For real.
And he's like, give me a beach. That'll shut you up.
She was like, that's not how this works.
She was all like, whoa, here she comes.
Yeah, yeah, surprise. I'm Mama. She's biting your dick off.
She's a man eater.
She is a man eater.
And he's like, oh, bad touch. Here's everything you want to know.
He pees himself.
Yep.
Yeah.
I pissed on myself.
I can't stop crying.
it was pretty cool.
That was a nice moment. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you find out that this is the main lab where they produce slow-mo.
It's where everything slow-mo related is coming from. So, shut this
pretty
down.
Motherfucking ugly. Oh, sorry.
Shut this down. You shut down the whole drug organization.
Teddy P. Roosevelt, slow-mo, and peanuts. Make this pretty motherfucker ugly.
Sorry.
No one's gonna know what the hell we're talking
about.
Now.
I don't even know what that one was.
I have no idea.
I just remember that scene. It was like a
movie John made us watch.
Softcore vampire porn. John made us watch.
Is that the Dracky Wicks one?
He only made us watch one scene.
One scene.
Yes.
Yeah.
He did not make us watch all of that. I do believe that was one his father had picked out.
Yes.
Of course.
But anyway.
And happy down through the
happy birthday, John.
Okay.
All right. So.
Can't wait to rip your dragon cartoon apart.
Jesus. So. Wow. So we realize this is important for stopping slow mo. So like we're not so much concerned with getting out now. We need to stop this thing. We're trying to make our way back up. What is the problem?
Every time we say slow mo, I think it's like just somebody's like
Doritos. Doritos. Where are Doritos?
I don't have any.
Shit.
I don't want that.
Eat one of these.
I don't want that either. I don't want a Santa's dick in my mouth.
Since when?
It smells like reindeer. All right.
It's coming to town.
Came last weekend.
Kevin so is the name of his head elf.
What were we saying?
You were going to say something terrible.
I was.
All right, so whatever. He forgot. Okay.
It's still in the chamber. I can still fire it at any time.
Now he's just going to yell it out in the middle of like one of our sentences when it pops back into his head.
So, Brian, what did you think of this movie? Holy shit!
He's like, all right, let's go bust this drug lab. And that's when two kids come out with like handguns and they're pointing them at him. Judge Dredd's like, for real?
We're junior gangsters.
But Kay sees this opportunity. And he gets his arms around what's her name here, Anderson, and gets her gun pointed at him, at her own head, and takes her prisoner in the elevator, which they were waiting right by. Pretty slick move.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no John Boyd propelling himself off of his ass to choke that woman to death with his thighs.
This is true.
But I mean, but
it's a pretty
really?
Slick move.
Yeah. Or that one scene from Anaconda.
John Boyd does have a sweet Mario jump.
Yeah, from a sitting position. So anyway,
But yeah, of course, the girl gets kidnapped, which, meh.
Dredd's not too broken up about it. He stuns the two kids.
She's mad because she's like, I failed, fuck.
Yep.
Because he got her service pistol, so.
And then they take her up to meet Mama and the rest of the gang. And Mama's like, all right, we're not going to fuck around with her, torture her, rape her, or whatever. We got to, you know, just shoot her a whole bunch of times.
Yeah. He's like, oh, man. Yeah. I talked all the shit to her.
It's kind of looked like it was an accidental shooting.
Mm-hmm. Ruined all my fun.
I mean, as dumb as Mama is, she's not that dumb.
Well, she also seems to have more of a, like, vendetta against men.
Well, she's crazy and doesn't give a fuck. Not so much she's dumb.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, what'd you call it? So Dredd's like, whatever. He gets on the intercom and he's like, you know, you're all judged. And he's like, I'm coming for you, Mama. And then he's just like, oh, hey, look at that squad of goons that came by to get me. Even though I, you know, had plenty of time to go somewhere else. Here's an incendiary round.
Squad of goons? Don't you mean Tracy Morgan and Drag?
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to that squad leader, like, he had some really well-coiffed hair.
It looks like, was it Millie or Vanilli? I can't remember.
He looked like he was straight off of the Surf Ninja set.
He
like,
looked ridiculous.
He sure did.
I don't know what he was trying to do with that.
He
spent all of
his
time
hair,
on
right?
his hair, none of his time on his combat tactics.
This is
why
true.
He thought Judge Dredd was in that phone booth. Was he just jerking it in that little
dude,
thing?
Like, he should have looked 5 feet to the left. Kevin McAllister was sitting back there with the ropes just going.
Yeah.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
It's just
bell.
A Michael Jordan cutout on a little train going in a circle.
Yo, if that had been a cutout in the booth, that would have been amazing.
Yeah.
And if when Judge Dredd shoots the incendiary, he just says, keep the change, you filthy animal.
But no, it's just a dude he hanged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then he just casually lobs an incendiary round over here that splits up like a Contra spreader and just lights everybody on fire.
It looks like Starkiller Base.
Yeah.
Just took a shot at all these guys.
I don't know how that, like, that bullet fit in that gun barrel and split apart into that many incendiary things. The future!
It's like a firework, I guess.
Yeah.
Sure.
Just a little, you know, napalm. Just a dab will do ya.
So that went a long way because they're all on fire.
All of them.
And he couldn't give one fuck. He just puts his sunglasses on and walks away in slow-mo.
It would be great if he put a pair of sunglasses on
over the visor. Oh, I should point out, like, this whole time, all you've ever seen of Dredd is just his mouth.
Yeah.
And I think you saw his muscles in the beginning when he put his jacket on.
Yeah, he never without his helmet.
And that's, from what I understand, how he was in the comic.
Yes, very much so.
So now four judges arrive at the tower. And there's two other judges that have been waiting outside, and they've been kind of getting the runaround. this whole time. And the four judges are like, all right, you two are relieved. They push the button for the tower. They're like, let us in. They get let right in. And you're like, okay, cool. Help's on the way for like a second.
Half a second.
A thing for like, so a thing for me is like the judges are basically the entire law enforcement.
They're the, they're like the police and like the legal system, but they're not like the penal system.
Right.
Well, I mean, they're executioners, but they don't maintain the jails.
Right, but you think they would have, like, an override for all these buildings.
Yes.
Like, they would have their own access.
Yeah.
That's all. It's just that just seemed a little strange to me.
Maybe there's a separate fire department
that has the keys. Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, that's what happens. They call the fire department to come open those buildings.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because you have the fire lock box outside. Fire department can open up.
So basically they come in and like the medics like, so they see these three bodies and they're like, oh yeah, the judges died trying to, apprehend these guys.
And you're like, wait a minute, that's not what happened.
Yeah, and the medic's like, hey, that's not what happened. And they're like, you're going to testify to that? He's like, yeah, I'll testify to that. And they shoot him right in the head. Right in
the fucking head. Good, you fucker. Fuck you.
Yeah. So now we're like, oh, this ain't good.
Yeah, there's bad guys.
Yeah, they just go right up to Mama's penthouse, and Mama's like, all right, you want to take this guy out? They're like, give me $1 million. She's like, done.
Yeah. Apparently, at least the head guy here is like, you're dealing with Judge Dredd here. I know he's an asshole. He's not going to go down easy. Mm-hmm. We need the big bucks. So she's like, all right, fine.
And $1 million.
Yay. Oh, okay.
Yay. Brian needs to see Birdemic again, obviously.
So meanwhile, Kay's like fucking with Anderson. Oh, I got the joke.
I was thinking about Austin Powers. It's like $1 million. Oh, okay.
$1 million?
Yeah. So Kay's like, all right, time for me to kill you. And he's like, I'm going to do it with your own gun because I'm an idiot and don't know that.
It's like, I never saw Blade, so let's do this.
Yep.
Well, yeah, he's always admired their gun, but he's never dealt with one. Now we know why.
Yeah, you better hope as a judge like that DNA checker doesn't have like a bad day or a glitch or something. Or like,
considering how well I can get into my iPhone, I would not trust that shit.
Yeah. Because the whole fucking gun just explodes and blows his arm off.
But here's what I don't get. Like, I'm sure judges have been killed before in duty before. So, like, gangs had to have had access to the guns before. Mm-hmm. Had to. So someone had to have known, like,
you think that'd be common knowledge.
Yeah, like, oh, don't use your guns, your hand will blow up.
And there's a good chance that, when other people have dealt with this, they have not been around long enough to alert fellow people.
You think even the judges would be like, hey, our guns are so cool, you can't use them against us, and like advertise that so indeed criminals don't try to take their guns and use them against them.
Nah, because then immediately it would be like, we're going to catch judges and cut their hands off to hold their guns.
Of like a District 9 kind of.
Yeah.
Situation here.
So probably the less said about it, the better. Let them, and
you're gonna have like a Nigerian arms dealer eating judges to get their DNA.
And Kay looked genuinely surprised.
Oh, yeah, he was.
I'm sure he was, because if you remember, actually, there was a scene earlier when they're in the elevator and the psychic's reading him, and he's like, he's thinking about going for your gun, and then decides not to. But it's like, if he was thinking about going to his gun, he obviously doesn't think that it's going to do this.
Right. Yeah, no.
So that scene was funny, though, because she goes, Dredd, he's having thoughts about going for your gun. Dredd's like, okay. She's like, he changed his mind. He's like, okay. Like, not one fuck was getting out. He's like, you're trying to be watching.
So, after his arm blows off, she just roundhouse kicks him in the face and then, like, gets his gun and, breaks free, and she's good to go. And then we go back to Dredd, and he runs into the first guy. I think his name was Chan.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah, we're here to help. And then Dredd's like, it's funny you didn't mention my partner. And he's like, oh, shit.
Wait, fuck this guy, because really... Yeah, he comes in, we're the backup, we're here to help you, whatever. And he's like, yeah, we called in two people being here. Why didn't you ask about the other one? He could have just been like, yeah, we already ran into her out there. We got her.
Yeah.
Good. Like, that would all he would have to do. But instead, he's just like, Fuck, I'm screwed. Like, and fight breaks out.
Judd Dredd fucking takes his pistol and just slams it into this man's trachea. It's freaking brutal.
Oh, yeah.
Just crushes his throat.
Well, I believe he makes some comment about, like, you know, you can choke on it or whatever it was. So Dredd ends up, like, knocking his teeth in and being like, yeah, choke on that.
Yeah.
It's just, oh.
My one complaint. In the scene just before this, it shows Dredd's bullets are almost out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he beats his cop and doesn't take his bullets.
Yeah.
It bothered me. Like,
they showed the gun like it was a plot point.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It bothered me so much. Like,
and it becomes an immediate problem in the next scene.
Yeah. It was a plot point, just apparently when they skipped over for the scene.
Mm-hmm. So now Dredd breaks right into the slow-mo lab, and he fights the other two judges here.
Yeah.
And basically, like, they have a little verbal exchange where the corrupt cop's like, I've been doing this for 20 years. You know, it's never going to end. I want out. This whole place is just a meat grinder. Blah, blah, blah.
When chunks come out.
Yeah.
That sounds like dude from Matrix, the agent. Yep.
So then, meanwhile, the other judge who has this cool, like, assault rifle thing, he's trying to sneak around, and Dredd's like, is that your buddy? Here's a high explosive round to his head.
To his face. Like, and they show his face blow up.
It's always a headshot.
Every just time?
Blows the guy's head up.
Look, because he's like, he goes, he's like, armor piercing, empty, whatever, empty.
Yeah.
High explosive, all right, cool, this one.
Whatever get the job done, it's going in your face either way.
And then, you know, he's having a gunfight with the other guy, Lex. And meanwhile, Anderson, she breaks out, gets the drop on one of the other guards and, like, takes, like an MP5 submachine gun and literally just shoots the man's face off. Like,
oh, it was so bad.
Like, not shooting him in the head, just shoots his face off.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Holds it under his chin and just fires until his face is gone.
Yeah.
I also like one of the other judges, the female judge, is like, oh, I'm going after this other, you know, the female rookie. Because, like, I'm just going to tell her, you know, like, I'm on her side. I'll totally trick her. She shows up. She tries and, like, yeah, I'm psychic. And just shoots the crap out of her. And that's it. Like, okay.
It was kind of dope.
Yeah. Like, hey, put your gun down. I'm on your side. No, you're not.
And, yeah, at this point, the rookie's kill switch has been engaged.
Yeah. She's changed now.
Well, yeah, and she knows she's failed, but she's like, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care.
She's whatever.
Let go of protocols. It's all about survival. So now Lex uses his AP ammo to shoot through a wall and shoot Dredd, and then comes around the corner, basically has him dead to rights, and Dredd's like, wait. And he gets all mad that he would see him win. Like, fucking what? Monologues on him.
Bad guy monologue, of course.
It's big, literally bad Dredd, like, is about to die, and all he can say is, wait. And like, no, I meant wait for her. And like, she just shows up and shoots the shit out of him.
I like this little first aid kit thing that he has. That's got like the
that they stole from Predator.
Yeah, well,
you mean Predators from Rambo?
Predators. Well, Rambo didn't use a kit.
Rambo used a hot knife and magic.
Yeah, yeah. Predator used like future healing paste. This one, like, it's just has that like auto suture thing that was cool that just pulls your wound closed.
But they also like filled it with caulk.
Yeah. Well, that's one that the military is working on now. I don't know if it is the military. One medical company has this thing where it's like a whole bunch of sponges and whatnot.
Yep.
Okay.
Almost like tampons, kind of, that you just inject into you with like a syringe, and it just expands rapidly and like, seals the wound.
You know, like those pellets that come in to keep things dry?
Yeah.
Imagine if all those little mini sponges.
Okay.
It's a syringe that puts those in the wound, and they'll expand, and the wound just stops bleeding.
And they're sterile, and your body breaks them down
over
time.
Right,
so they don't have to take them out with surgery later.
All right. Well, it still looked like they were just pumping Play-Doh into his body.
So, either way, now he takes his ammo and reloads his gun.
Now.
And, yeah. So, you know, we get that, like, prepare for the final battle, little montage. They break into the tech guy's lair.
Well, he does a line where he goes, are you ready? She's like, yeah. And he goes, you look ready. Early in the movie, he asked her, and she's like, yeah. He's like, you don't look ready.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's like, you look ready.
Judge Dredd approves. And then, yeah, so, the tech guy comes in. She uses her psychic powers on him, finds out, like, all the shit that Mama's done to him. Like, just cut his eyes out to give him better eyes.
Gouge his eyes
out. Gouge his eyes out, yeah.
Yeah.
So then, like, Dredd's like, why'd you let him go? You're supposed to dispense justice.
Like, well, listen, I'm not going to be a judge anyway because I already failed. And he seems like an innocent to me. So fuck you. I'm doing what I'm supposed to. Well, let's do this.
She's like, letting him go is serving justice.
Yeah.
She was like, you said the calls are all mine to make, right or wrong. The call I'm making is let him go because I'm still under assessment. Until then, fuck you. It's my choice. Now let's fucking go. He was like, oh, shit. All right.
My house.
And by the way, I already got the code to get in there. So let's go. Mm-hmm. So
Dredd. I mean, Mama's got a pretty good play here. She takes play out of the Spawn playbook, which I guess that's not a good play, but
no, certainly not.
I got the bombs wired to my heartbeat transmitter thing.
I know they're not the only ones to do it, but I can't think of a better reference. So yeah, all right. But yeah,
once again, Dredd's like, whatever.
They just bust in and like kill a couple goons, and they're just like, it's just us now. And,
Anderson right. gets shot.
Yeah. Whatever.
It's like, all right, I got a plan here.
Yeah. If you, I've got explosives all around like this mid part of the building or whatever, or the top part. Is it just the top part?
I think she said it was the top 50 floors.
Yeah.
Top 50. Okay.
Or enough explosives to blow the top 50 floors off.
Yeah. But I got it rigged to my pulse. So if I die, it sets them off.
She has a little transmitter. Explode.
Yeah.
Transmitter on her arm.
Yeah. And this whole building will come down. And Dredd's just like, yeah, I'll test that theory. Like, fucking, why not?
Yeah, he's like, what do you think the range on that transmitter is?
He's like, okay, so you can't die. Bang, shoots her in the gut. Yeah. So he's like, all right, heart's still beating. Now, let's see. What's the range of that transmitter? Do you know? I don't think it's that much because we're a kilometer up.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Plus concrete floors.
Let's see here.
It's pretty sweet.
Juices her up on slow-mo and shoves her through the window.
Tastes so her own medicine.
He gives her judgment first.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. He deems her guilty. Sentenced to death. Does she refute what she's too high to? And just, throws her out a window.
Yeah, then her death is really cool. Like, you get
special.
This, like, the slow-mo of her descent.
It's like Peter Pan.
Kind of getting, like, almost like a recap of all the different carnage that has been caused on the way up the tower.
Yeah, she gets to see pretty much what she's wrought.
Yep. And then at the end, you get the pavement's view of her face.
No.
It's pretty brutal.
Blood even kind of comes out in an X, kind of like on Judge's face.
Mm-hmm.
What is her scar from her being cut up splits.
Yeah.
Like, her face splits open
her
and
face
stuff.
Just smashed. Like, oh. Yeah, she just goes face first.
Face first.
Goddamn.
Yeah, and sure enough, like, the transmitter can't reach that far to set off the explosives. And Judge Dredd's just like,
no fucks. No fucks.
It would have been kind of funny if it still exploded.
That's basically it. So he, like, you know, Peachtree's opens up off lockdown. Anderson's like, okay, I failed. Here's my badge. I'm going to go somewhere and sulk.
And, the chief shows back up. She's like, how'd she do? And he's like, she passed. Getting my pronouns all screwed up here. But so she becomes a judge.
Yep.
Live to judge another day.
And he's just like, my shift ain't over. Just go back to work.
Yeah, the day is not even ended.
But you do see her, like, now she's geared up. She's a judge, too.
Yep.
And they're going off to, you know, uphold the law.
And never have a sequel.
Oh, that's one other thing I forgot. He does use the I am the law line.
Yeah, he does.
Way better than Stallone one. He does use it as the punctuation for his monologue over the intercom, where he's like, judgment time. I am the law.
But, it is Dredd from the year 2012. Okay, so on RottenTomatoes.com, critics gave this a score of 78%. Audience gave this a score of 72%. That's their thought and opinions.
Thoughts and penises?
Thoughts and penises. What about your thoughts and possible recommendations on this? Would you not, Rob?
I would recommend it. It's a solid action movie. The whole time I was watching this, I was like, this would be a good RoboCop sequel. This is a better RoboCop reboot than the RoboCop reboot was.
Yeah.
Because Carl Urban is just a robot this whole time. And those headshots, man. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it was totally fine, totally enjoyable. And an hour and a half, like, on the dot.
He even said, you have 30 seconds to comply.
He did. He did. So, yeah.
All right. Brian.
I enjoyed this movie, like, quite a bit. Like, it gave me just what I needed. It's an action movie. It's no nonsense. I'm going to shoot a bunch of people. You're going to enjoy it. And I'm like, okay. And that's what happened. So, yeah, I'd say watch it. Recommend it.
Joe.
It gave me a vibe similar to Mad Max Fury Road, just not quite as good. Where,
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, man, you got to see that.
I haven't seen it either.
Wow.
So it's like a very fundamentally solid action movie combined with like minimalist storytelling where there's a lot of story going on, but there's like no exposition. They never really stop with the action. It's just you just pick it up from the world around you. And like character development without having to compromise the action of the movie. Although I thought it was a really, really solid film. I thought the slow-mo stuff was really cool. Had some amazing gore effects and gunplay. Yeah, total recommend.
Okay. Yeah, it's recommend for me as well. Like you said, it's, you know, it's kind of light on the story, but you get enough to be interesting. You don't need to pay a whole lot of attention, but it's just cool action, which if you're looking for an action movie, that's all you need. So, yeah, and again, we kind of avoided this a bit, but like compared to the previous Dread movie, this is leaps and bounds better and definitely a more accurate, if not, you know, completely faithful adaptation of the comic character. So, yeah, it's just, it's much better. We want to see a bunch of people get shot in the head. Here you go.
Here was one thing I was wondering while I was watching it, because I've heard, you know, a lot of people who've reviewed this movie has been like, you need to see this movie, like, and it's a shame that it didn't make that much money in the theater because, you know, they should make more of these. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking, I'm like, do I really want to see a second one of these, though? Because to me, it's kind of like Taken, where two and three is like, I'll just rather watch one again.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what you guys think about that. I know there's probably a lot more stories that could be told in this world.
Well, that's the thing. I think you certainly could do something with this and have a sequel, but like, I'm glad it's not being made just because of the amount of money it made or anything of that. Because there is, as I said already, this is very similar to Raid, and there is a Raid 2, and it's not bad, but it is a whole lot of just doing the same shit, just, you know, slightly amped up. And if they did that with this, I don't think it would work. Like, if he's just going through another building for whatever reason.
Well, that's... I think the difference is with Dredd is he could, next time it could, instead of being like a siege in a building, it could be like a long car chase or
Well, that's what know, I'm saying. Like if they find a good story and they want to do it, I'm all for it. But let's do it because you have a good idea, not because you want to make money.
I want to see two sequels of this, right? One where they...
If you say on a boat and it'll be Dredd under siege, punching you in the face.
Stop. So one is going to be... where they deal with the mutant stuff, because Kay talks about that there are other mutants, usually they're all deformed, whatever. So one deals with how judges deal with that shit, and the other one would be how judges deal with the elite shit, because you know in this world there has to be some elite class of people, because, you know, there's money, so someone has it, so there has to be some sort of elite class, so there must be some brush between judges and, like, what they're able to do against those certain people. So I want to see that movie, I want to see mutant movie. And then this movie.
I wouldn't mind seeing one where he's stuck outside the wall.
Yeah.
And he's got to survive out in the wilderness, which I think actually kind of happened in the original Judge Dredd.
It did. And you see some mutants and you see some elite, but...
Yeah. But, you know, maybe that one could involve the mutants too, where he meets, like, people who are living outside the walls and they're mutants.
Mm. Well, yeah, this is based on a comic series that's been going for a long time, so... There are plenty of stories that could be done, but like I said, let's find a good script before we jump into that.
Well, bottom line, though, is I don't think anything's going to happen with this going forward.
Not with this director. He has already flatly said there will not be a sequel.
I wouldn't want to see this movie remade again.
The good thing, though, with Dredd, though, like, a lot of people could be that character. It's not like you need Carl Urban again. You know,
that's what they said about Batman.
Batman's a little different. Judge Dredd, like, it's literally just a mouth.
That's true.
Well, it could be a different judge. You know,
yeah.
Do, like, I do appreciate that he never had the mask off because, like, Carl Urban is not scary to me.
No.
Like, at all. So, him like, I don't care about your feelings. Like, dude, I don't care about you. You're trying to be hard right now. I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm not scared of you. Go somewhere.
I also appreciate, while he's trying to do his best bad boy voice or whatever there, it's not, you know, it's not Batman.
Christian Bale.
Bad. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Red
no, Red no. Jokes. If this were Batman's voice, then I wouldn't knock Batman. Because, like, that's oh, like... Yeah. That knocks me out of the Nolan movies so hard. Yeah. It's so hard to take anything seriously.
It really is.
But anyway, so the point here is we all are in agreement. Dredd's a good movie. Recommended. Let's move on. What else we have for the people here, Brian?
D20 Fate. Yeah.
D20 Fate. Yeah.
It's Rob's turn to roll. Yeah. D20 Fate. Yeah. Come on, Rob. Roll it up.
You know what sensitive equipment loves?
Rob. Vibrations slam on the table. Yeah.
Well, I wasn't doing that. But I will go, Rob.
Thank you. Rob. All right, let's roll this.
It was almost 20.
The Santa dick got right in the way.
So you could have eaten that one. It wouldn't have been there.
Why didn't you eat the dick, Rob?
Oh, gosh. Okay, so 13 is 1994 is the ref.
The ref? Really?
Yeah. It's not a... Well, I remember enjoying it, but that was many years ago.
I've never seen it.
It's a Christmas movie, actually.
It is a Christmas movie. Yeah, I remember that because it came up on the Christmas list for Netflix. And I intentionally said, no, I don't want to see that. So, here we go.
Here we go.
Yep. Because you didn't eat the dick.
Now we're watching deal with the ref.
So, right. Why don't you tell us what else is going on here, Rob?
I like the ref. That's why I add to the list.
Cool. All right, so we'll be back next week with the ref. We want to thank you guys for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please check out our website at 4ampodcast.podbean.com and consider subscribing. We have a new episode every week. Please help spread the word about the show by leaving a positive review on iTunes and liking us on Facebook, following us on Twitter. You can find us there at 4ampodcast. And of course, if you'd like to contact us, you can always email us at the4ampodcast@gmail.com.
Buy some merch.
Yeah, buy some merch.
It would always be greatly appreciated.
Maybe I'd be eating more dicks if y'all bought some more shirts.
Some put them on a mug. Oh, my mugs.
Yeah. we just got a new shirt in. If you bought some more merch, I'd be eating more dicks. We'll workshop that. Anyway,
pass that one around.
Thank you for joining us for watching Dredd. We hope you all come back again next week for the ref. Till then.
Deuces.
Bye.
Adios.
Good night, everybody.
I am the law.